people have passed on. And 2,000 years later, we are here reading these things. This is a big reminder that only what we do for the Lord is going to last. Seek the kingdom first. The Lord is mindful of every single soldier in his army. The prayer warrior as well as the preachers. And that should stir us on to focus on what is more kingdom-minded. To live a life investing in what is lasting and what matters. We need each other and we all have a part to play. And he is tying together those believers that have helped him in the past and those believers he is writing to in the future. And he is saying, welcome to the one church, one body, one purpose to bring God glory. We are family. Everybody is here today as it was in Colossae. In verse 17, Paul causes changes. He goes into kind of an exhortation for us. He loves this church, and he has protected this church, and he warns them like a father would warn his kids of impending danger. He says that there are going to be false teachers and false doctrine, and he wants them to be aware of that. He says two things to them and to us. Identify them and stay away from them. If you see that someone is coming in and causing division and putting a stumbling block of offense, identify these people and avoid them. Same is true today. We must avoid false teachers. And how will you know false teaching? Well, unless you know the truth, you're not going to be able to spot it. And the truth is found only in God's Word. And banks, when they train tellers to spot counterfeit money, they don't spend hours and hours and hours getting them to identify counterfeit money. Okay? These tellers spend hours and hours and hours with real money, looking at every single detail on real money. Every single little dot and nook in all of this. They spend hours doing this so that when a counterfeit bill comes across that counter, they can spot it. They know it's not real because they've spent so much time with the real thing. Only when you know the real can you spot the counterfeit. Only when you study the truth can you spot the false. Paul wants them and us wise to the things that are good and simple to the things that are evil. Saturate yourself in the Word and you will be. Paul ends this letter with more greetings from people, for people, and then he begins this one long, powerful section where he turns it from the people to the one. And I love this. We're actually going to read it. He turns it to the one who deserves all the praise and all the glory and all the honor forever and ever. So if you would look now